So Remeir said that if one said the second hour, one said the third hour, then it's okay. Rabbi Yehuda said if one said the third hour, one said the fifth hour, then it's okay. So far we saw Abaye said in yesterday's daf two different ways, two different mahalakim to understand. The first way was, according to Remeir, neither of the Edom are making a mistake at all. And the story happened at the end of the second hour, which is the beginning of the third hour, that right when it was switching from the second hour to the third hour, the one who said the second hour meant the end of the second hour. The one who said the third hour was, meant the beginning of the third hour. So they're both basically saying the same thing. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they each make a mistake a half hour. So the one who said a third hour means the end of the third hour. The one who said fifth hour means the beginning of the fifth hour. And it happened halfway through the fourth hour. They're each making a mistake of a half hour. That was Abaye's first mahalach. Abaye's second mahalach is that we're not going to, at the same time, say that both Edom made a mistake. We're only going to say that one of the two made a mistake. So according to Remeir, it either happened towards the end of the second hour or towards the beginning of the first hour, and one of them said it exactly right. The other one was off a mashahu, a few minutes. And according to Buda, one of them was right, and one of them was an hour and a mashahu off. So let's say either it happened at the end of the third hour, and the one who said the beginning of the fifth, so he's an hour and a mashahu off, or it happened in the beginning of the fifth hour, and the one who said the end of the third is an hour and a mashahu off. Azal Rav Huna, Bered Rav Huda, Amr Shmaiti Kameder Rava. So Rav Huna, Bered Rav Huda went and said over this Sugi of Abaye, these two Mahalchim of Abaye in front of Rava. Omar and Rava asked, Uma ilu daikinon behadi sani, sadi. Dehaideka Omar shalosh b'tchila shalosh, vahaideka Omar chomish b'soiv chomish. If we would assume, not like we were assuming until now, that when the one who said three was the end of the third, and the one who said five was the beginning of the fifth, if we'll go the other way around, that the one who said it happened in the third hour meant the beginning of the third hour, and the one who said fifth is the end of the fifth hour, so then it would be according to either sheet, it would be past the margin of error. Rabbi Edis Mukheshes, and it comes out that the two Edim are contradicting each other, the Edis would be thrown out of Bezdin. V'loikatlinen, and we wouldn't kill the person that they're testifying against. Anan Ekim V'nikdel Misveika, so Misafik, we could just assume that he means the end of the third hour, and he means the beginning of the fifth hour, in order to make the Edis Kasher, in order to make it within the margin of error, and this way Misafik, we can go and kill someone. Rachmara Omar v'shaftu eda v'tzilu eda. Doesn't the Torah say that the eda, the Sanhedrin, should judge, and the mechuyev to yimatzel, meaning wherever there's a suffix, the mechuyev to go l'kula. So over here, possibly he means the beginning of the third hour, possibly he means the end of the third hour, and similarly the one who said the fifth hour, possibly means the beginning of the third, and possibly of the fifth, and possibly means the end of the fifth. You should have to go l'kula for the one that they're testifying against, and spread them out as far as possible, and if that's the case, make them pass the margin of error, possibly, and if that's the case, how can we accept such an edus?
But then why don't we say that there's no margin of error? Give them zero margin of error. Shavto edu v'tzila edu.
No, so if we know that right people have a margin of error, so then even the shavto edu can't get out of that, because they're not being sized to each other. They mean the same thing. But over here, there's a suffix. Maybe they're within the margin of error. Meaning the margin of error is a metzias. If there is such a metzias, it's a metzias. You can't ignore that. But over here, whatever the margin of error is, be it a mashu, be it a half hour, be it an hour and a mashu, but over here, there's two ways to understand what the Edim are saying. One is within the margin of error, one's already past the margin of error, so that's already a suffix. So who gives you a right to assume that the Edis is kosher and it's within the margin of error? Maybe fakert. Maybe they meant the other way around, and they're past the margin of error.
The Marjorie is only an hour in a matzo. Why don't you ask him to give me the beginning of the third and the end of it?
Right, so that's a kasha of Barak asked the meaning. Why don't we just ask the Eidim?
Right,
but
don't make
assumptions either way. Just ask the Eidim.
Right.
So it seems that asking the Eidim afterwards would not be Neman. The question is why.
Ask them during the fakir.
If you ask them right away, then anecharami. Maybe we're talking about a case that they didn't say right away. If right away, as soon as he said the Eidus, he would explain that before the other one is made, so then maybe an echanavi that would be different. But once they're made, then afterwards to ask them would not work. And the reason is
I think what I'm saying is that why don't you include that in the episode?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
In the third hour, beginning or end of the third hour?
Right, I understand. So had they done that, maybe an echanavi is a problem. So we're talking about a case that they obviously didn't do that.
No, but if they, right.
Why didn't they? I don't know.
That this should be one of the standard questions.
Yeah, why they didn't? I don't know why they didn't.
Leave room for error.
Yeah. I don't know why they weren't misakin. I don't know, but
so in general, so, they can't clarify.
Right. So the reason why they can't clarify over here is one of two reasons. Since either it's because it's chayz or maga, meaning because once we assume one. If they go afterwards and redefine what they mean to say, it would be chayzer magid, or others say that it would be a problem of negeya ba'edus, because as of now we're about to throw their edus out of bezdin. So if the negeya to say whatever they say to get their edus not thrown out of bezdin.
You can ask about any Jewish here. I mean, they know that we're trying to throw their edus out.
No, because when they come in right away, they're not coming to save anything. Whatever they say, they're saying right. Over here, they already said an Eidus. No, but I mean, but that's accepting their Eidus. Over here, we already accepted their Eidus. And now we have a problem. So now we're coming to him, oh, by the way, did you mean this or that? So now I have a Negias to say.
The second guy, you already knew. The first guy said you can't accept it. We're not accepting Eidus.
Why?
And then the second guy testifies.
Yeah.
And you have this two-hour discrepancy. Right. We're not accepting Eidus.
Of the second guy.
Right.
The
guy's enough to... You need,
yeah, but now to go back to the, but now to go back to the first, but now to go back to the first guy. Well, we do also. Right, but even if the second guy, will say I'm in the beginning of the fifth, we'll still have to ask the first guy. Did you mean the end of the third? No, the only way you're within the margin is if he meant the end of the third and he meant the beginning of the fifth.
You still need the first guy.
Right.
That's where
it
was
punched. So, therefore says Rava, that before we see inside how it works according to the mayor, how it works according to Yehuda, it means al karchach, that the margin of error is not like Abai said, either a mashu or a half hour or a little bit more than an hour. Fakert, the margin of error is as far apart as you can make them, they'll still be within the margin of error. So then, no matter what, whether I meant, it's not negated to know if I meant the beginning of the third, the end of the third, he meant the beginning of the fifth, the end of the fifth, because no matter what, even if you put them as far apart as possible, they're still within the margin of error and their edus is still going to be kosher. Right, so Ella Amar Rava, the Divrei Meir Adam Tayish Teisha is kosher Mashu. According to Meir, a person can make a mistake a drop less than 2 hours. So therefore, the one who said, according to Meir, the case was one said two and one said three. The one who said two, even if he meant the beginning of the second, and really the story happened at the end of the third, or vice versa, the one who said three meant the end of the third, and the story happened at the beginning of the second, still, he's within the margin of error. He's within the 2 hours, and therefore we can't say that he's lying. That was just a simple miscalculation, a simple mistake, and they both mean the same thing. The Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, who said that one says three, one says five is kosher, so we'll have to say even further, Adam Tayyar Shalisha is kosher mashu, that a person can make a mistake a drop less than 3 hours. So the one who said three, even if he meant the beginning of the third, and the story happened at the end of the fifth, so he's making a mistake of almost 3 hours, the third hour, the fourth hour, the fifth hour, nonetheless, he's still within the margin of error. And the same thing vice versa. The one who said five, even if he meant the end of the fifth, and the story happened at the beginning of the third, still he's within the margin of error. The divrei meir adam tayosh tei shoyis, chasha mashu, according to a meir, a person could make a mistake of up to a drop less than 2 hours. Maisa kiyava, so when did the story take place? Oy b'tchila sha'ayim, oy b'shalif shalish, either at the end of the second hour, or... Either at the beginning of the second hour or at the end of the third hour. And therefore, even if one eight is mamish hit it on the head, the other one is, and is the other one is as far apart as possible, still he's within the two hour frame, and therefore the eight is still kosher. The Dira Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Tayashoy Shoyz Chasamashu, a person can make a mistake of a drop less than 3 hours. So then, again, we'll say the Maisa Kihavu, when did the story actually take place? Oibetchila Shalosh, Oibetchila Chomish. One of them got it correct, possibly. V'chaminau Katar Shalosh, Shalosh, Chosem Masha, and one of them is making a mistake of a drop less than 3 hours, but that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is within the margin of error. Tinan. The Mishnah says further in Sanhedrin. Hoyubaykin Oysan B'sheva Chakiris. There's two types of questions that we gave the Eidim when we questioned them. There's what we call the Chakiris, and there's what we call the Bedikais. So, what are the Chakiris? The Chakiris are 7 questions that we give to identify the time and the place. Be'ezer Shavua, which cycle of Shemitah are we holding in within the Yovel cycle? I mean, they didn't have numbers for the years. They used to go by this. We're talking about, let's say, it's the third cycle of the Shemitah cycle of the Yovel, or it's the fifth Shemitah cycle of the Yovel. That's then they asked them Be'ez Hashanah, which year within that cycle it is. So there's 7 cycles every Yovel, and obviously every cycle has 7 years. The Eze Chodesh, what month of the year are we talking about? The Kama of Chodesh, how many days into the month? So far that's 4 questions. The Eze Yom, which day of the week? That's the 5th. The Eze Shah, what time of the day? That's number 6. And the Eze Mokoyim, and what place did it take place? These are the 7 Chakiris. Then afterwards, they asked them bedikus, which were many questions about the story itself. What color clothing was he wearing? What type of weapon did he use if it was a murder case, and so on and so forth. Utnan ma bechakiris lebedikus. What's the nafka mina in halacha between the chakiris, these 7 chakiris that we asked the edim, to all the other questions to the bedikus that we asked the edim? And the Mishnah explains chakiris. When it comes to the chakiris, Omar Echad Mehem ain't any idea. If one of the 2 Edim say, I don't know, if we ask him what year it was, what time it was, where the place was, and if one of the Edim says, I don't know, to any of those questions, it is a potato. So then their Edis is no good, we throw the Edis out. Bedikais, if we're asked by the Bedikais, Afir Shneimai remain under the Edim, even not only if one of them didn't know the answer to a specific question, even if it's the case was that both of the Edim didn't know the answer to such a question, Edus Akiyamas, the Edus could still be Kayim. Now, obviously, there's a point that Bezin sees that could just tell from the Edim that they don't know what's going on, that their Edus doesn't make any sense, they could throw it out. But the fact that, but any one specific question that they answer, I don't know to, is not necessarily, okay, because he didn't know the answer, the Edus is thrown out. So we asked on that. What's the difference? Why by the chakiris do we say that when you say any idea, it's automatically thrown out? Masha Enkin by the bedikus, we're saying that even if he doesn't know, we don't automatically throw it out. V'amrino, and we answer chakiris when it comes to these 7 chakiris. If in any one of those chakiris, if one of the 2 Edim would answer any idea, I don't know, then the Edis has to be batal, Because the Eidus now becomes an Eidus she'i ata yachal azima. An Eidus that you can never do azama to it. You can never have two other Eidim say, how could you be made this and this? Because at that same time that you were made, that the story happened, you were with us in such place, and you weren't where you claimed to be, where you saw the Eidus. Now, since the Torah in the parasha of Eidus mentions the parasha of Azama, Chazal understand that every Eidus, in order for the Eidus to be accepted, it has to be an Eidus that you could potentially be mazim. So any Eidus that you can't potentially be mazim, we can't accept. If that's the case, if the Eidim are not going to identify any one of the seven Chakiris, you can't be mazim them. Right? If they don't know what year it was, so two other Eidim say that on that and this and this date, you were with us in a different place. Yeah, that was in this year. The Eidus that we were talking about was a different year. So on and so forth, the day of the week, the day of the month, the hour. It's all, so if any one of those questions, and obviously the place, if any one of those questions they don't give an answer to, so then their Eidus is an Eidus she'i ata yachal azima. Now, technically, if they don't, let's say for example, they don't answer the time of the day, you could still be mazin them by saying that for the entire day you were with us in another place, right? I mean, if for example, if two Eidim say that yesterday this and this story happened in Chicago, we ask them what time of the day, they don't know. But two other Eidim come and say, the whole entire yesterday you were with us in Dallas from the beginning to the end, so then obviously, no matter what time of the day it happened, it can't be true. So, technically, the Eidus could, there is a way to be mazin the Eidim even if they don't answer, even if they don't answer the let's say for the seventh question of what time it was. But nonetheless, says Rashi, that since there's drashos on psukim, like Chazal, Darshan, Masechta Sanhedrin, for the seven chakiras, so that tells Chazal, that tells us that all seven of the questions have to contribute to the potential azama. And over here, if they answer, I don't know, to one of them, so even if there's a way to be mazin them, the other six, but you're losing the azama of the seventh. And therefore, that also is called an Eidus she'i ata yachal azima. Bedikas, on the other hand, the bedikas, all the other questions, you ask him what color clothing he was wearing and so on and so forth, Eidus she'i ata yachal azima. So even if they don't know the answer to that, it's still an Eidus she'i ata yachal azima, and therefore it's not an automatic throw out of their Eidus. If you're going to say, like we've been saying until now, that Eidim make a mistake in the time up to 2 hours, or maybe even according to Rebbe up to 3 hours, so even if they answer that question of what time of the day it happened, at the end of the day it's still an Eidus she'i ata yachal azima. Because the Ami Miti Kataynon, they'll say we made a mistake. Meaning, let's say the two Eidim came in and said the story happened in the fourth hour, and two Eidim walk in and say, how can you say this happened in the fourth hour? At the fourth hour, you were with us in a different place. So they'll say, you're right. It really happened in the fifth hour. We made a mistake at the time, because it's possible that we made a mistake in the time. So how can you be Muslim then? So the more answers, the Yavinim Leikulu Tosayu. The only way to mimazim them is if the Eidim who come in and say, Yimaru Yisim, the Mazimim say that they were with us the entire time frame of the including the margin of error.
With their margin of error? With the
Eidim? So the Rishonim speak about that. We're just asking with the Eidim's margin of error. Right. The Gemara is not going to say that. The Gemara is going to just the Rishonim ask why not. Tosfos answers because again we're not going to assume that two. Uri's asking when we say you give them the entire margin of error, it means you give them a margin of error of the two Eidim plus the two Mazimim.
So then the overlap.
So it's going to be a lot more. But so Tosfos says though we're never going to assume that two separate pairs are making a mistake. So the Gemara is going to say, as long as you give them the margin of error of both of the idiom of one pair, that would be already enough.
The Kasha, not just in
Rav, the Levi also has. Yeah, it's just the different numbers, but the same idea, the same concept, yeah. So, the Avinim Le'kulu Tosai, you have to give them the entire margin of error that they were monoisim. So, no matter which time within that margin of error they meant Ali B'da Emes, no matter what, they were with the other Adim somewhere else at that time. Which is the Rav Meir.
You'd also be able to be Mazim not from the time, you'd still be able to be Mazim from the place.
Well,
if you were with me in Detroit, then obviously you weren't here and out within the margin of error, Chicago.
Right, so then that's technically being Mazim the whole time. But let's say you were saying you were with us in a different part of Chicago, mm-hmm. Right? You claimed that you were, let's say, in Peterson Park. I saw you in West Rogers. So West Rogers is a 5-minute drive. So unless you covered the entire time frame, it doesn't mean anything. So Le Meir, therefore, according to Meir, Yavinin Lehu Mitchila Shavishayna Ad Soif Chomish. When one said two and one said three, in order to be mazim the pair, because in order to kill him, you have to be mazim both of them. So in order to be mazim the pair, you have to say that they were together with the mazimim from the beginning of the first hour till the end of the fifth hour. Right, because if they were only there, let's say from the third hour and on to the, let's say the first aid could say, or the second hour and on, the first aid could say that I really made a mistake. Really, it happened the first hour, and I said that it happened in the second hour. If they say that they were there from, let's say, the first hour to the fourth hour, the second aid could say it really happened the fifth hour, and I made a mistake when I said the third hour of up to 2 hours. Now it's going to happen to be, let's say the mazimun came in and they said that they were with us from hour one to hour four, and really the eight has happened in the fifth hour, right? So aid number two is okay. He's not Muslim because maybe it happened in the fifth hour, and maybe he was indeed there in the fifth hour. The aidist will still be no good because the first aid could not have meant the fifth hour because he said it happened in the second hour, and his margin of error is only 2 hours. So even if he meant the end of the second hour, so that could be maximum the end of the fourth hour, can't be in the fifth hour. But in order, so as far as saving the defendant, he'll be saved. But because the Aedis is our kach of puzzle. But as far as being mazim them, you can't be mazim them because until you're mazim both of them, you're not going to punish the Aedim, and it's still going to be called an Aedis Shi'at Yachal Azima. So the only way to be mazim them is if you cover the entire thing from the first hour to the fifth hour. Now says the Gemara, Bedinu, really, we should give them the Nesav Lu Meikarat Fe, you should give them more. Because if the margin of error is 2 hours, the one who said the second hour could make a mistake 2 hours. So, if he meant the beginning of the second hour, that means really he could make a mistake in the first hour and the hour before the morning as well. That's still within the 2 hour time frame. Ella, so why do we say only you have to be mazin them from the beginning of the first hour and not prior to that? Teretz says, Ella, ben yamama. No one's going to make a mistake between night and day, right? So even though on paper the margin of error is up to 2 hours, but where there's a clear wall, a clear line of demarcation that you can't make a mistake any further than that, so obviously the margin is going to be less. So if I'm only an hour, or drop more than an hour in front of the morning, and I said it happened at that time, I couldn't have meant 2 hours ago. Because 2 hours ago would have been in the middle of the night. It was such a mistake a person's not going to make. Right, so the second aid, we're talking giving him, if the second aid was said three, we're talking giving him a full 2 hours either way. We're giving him from the first of the day. Urabuda, according to Urabuda, who says that you can make a mistake according to Rava up to 3 hours. So one aid came in and said third, one aid came in and said the fifth. So Yavin and Lehu Mitchila Sharishayna Asav Shishis. So in order to be Mazen, these two Adim, you have to say that Immanuel Yisrael, you were with us from the beginning of the first hour of the day, all the way through the end of the sixth hour of the day. Really, we should give him further back. I mean, because the one who said the third, if he meant the beginning of the third, so instead of giving him from the beginning of the first hour, which is only 2 hours more, we should really give him again into the night. So the same as we said according to the mayor, we should really have to cover even further back. Ella, but the same reason we don't have to is because even though further back is within the 3 hours, but since it's night, a person's not going to make a mistake between night and day, so the furthest back he could be making a mistake is from the beginning of the first hour. So that's Lagabi covering the first eight further back. Uvedinu Dinesiv Lekametve, and the same idea, the opposite direction, the one who said the fifth hour, he could have meant the end of the fifth hour. So if you're going to add 3 hours ahead onto that, it should go way past Chatzos. We're saying you only get till the end of the 6 hour, until Chatzos. Teretz is, again, the same concept. Uvedinu Dinesiv Lekametve, we should give more time ahead for the second guy. Like Rabbi Yehuda spoke out in the Mishnah, no one makes a mistake between the fifth hour and the seventh hour, because in the fifth hour the sun's in the east, and the seventh hour the sun's in the west. So that's clear. You're not going to make such a mistake. Higher up in the east, lower in the east, that you can make a mistake between the third hour and the fourth hour, between the third hour and the fifth hour, but you're not going to make a mistake between morning and afternoon. Therefore,
is someone really going to make a mistake between Nate's and like 11 o'clock in the morning? Like we're saying that's okay. That will happen.
Nate's and 11 is more than
three. Remember, it's a beautiful sun. That was 11 o'clock in the morning.
Between Nate's and 11 is more than 3 hours.
Whatever, Nate's.
And I mean, it's a little surprising. I mean, right at Nate's.
Yeah.
Right at Nate's, and it was the middle of the day. 3 hours later. Yeah, it's.
Right.
It's a little surprising.
Tal Chassidim, they'll make that mistake.
Tal Chassidim
ain't
getting anywhere near Nate.
Yeah.
And his Nate.
Tanan. Ramey Oimer, our Mishnah says, Ramey Oimer, Oichlin Kohei, Visavim Bechilas Zvav. Now that we explain that whole machlokes over there, back to our Mishnah. We have a machlokes in our Mishnah as well, how much a person makes a mistake, obviously, and that's why there's a machlokes how much further back where Chazal goes and not to eat chametz, so you shouldn't come to eat chametz at a time that it's aser. So Rameir says, Eichlin Kohei, you can eat chametz for the fifth hour, V'sarim B'tchilas Vav, and you have to start burning it at the beginning of the sixth hour, which means to say Rameir was only goyzer 1 hour. Review the Omer, Oichlin Kol Dalit, you could eat chametz only till the end of the fourth hour. Toilin Kol Hay, at the fifth hour you don't have to burn it yet, but you may not eat it. V'sarim B'tchilas Vav, and then in the beginning of the sixth hour, that's when you burn the chametz. So Le Abaye, Alib the Rameir, according to Rameir, the Omer ain't adam tayyav aleiklum, that no one makes a mistake, not even a drop. That of the first pshat in Abayi, neichu kula sheish. So why were we going to say b'chal? Let him eat till the end of the sixth hour. I'm showing you speak out over here. The end of the sixth hour is a little bit loud out because you're going to have time to burn it before the Isidore Isa. So, but close to the end of the sixth hour. Ulahach lishna nami da amar adam tayyav mashu, and even according to the shita that you make the second mahalach in Abayi, that you can make a mistake of a drop. So nechlat sleishes. So don't eat the whole 6 hour, but till close to the end of the 6 hour you could eat. And furthermore, v'abayi alibid Rameir, according to Abayi alibid Rav Yehuda, the amar adam tayachatisha, according to the first lashon of Abayi, that according to Rav Yehuda you could make a mistake of a half hour. So Chazal should allow you to eat till halfway into the 6 hour, 5.5 hours into the day, you should be able to eat. And a chenami, a half hour will be goyzer. Ulahachlish, and according to the second lashon of Abayi, nami da'amid adam tayyah show mashu, that you make a mistake of a drop more than an hour. So neichal atzleifei. So according to that, so en chenami, we have to be goyzer the entire 6th hour. But Rabbi Yehuda Shita was not only were the goyzers the 6th hour, they were also goyzers the 5th hour, and you could only eat into the end of the 4th. Why are we going so far back? Let you eat till close to the end of the 5th. So Amar Abaye answers Eidus Mesura Lizrizim. Eidos is given over to people who are careful. Many of you know that you're going to be going on record, you're going to be saying Eidos, so you be careful to get all the details right. And you'll, the people who are involved in saying Eidos, they're making sure that they got the time right, and they're not making a mistake with the time. If that's the case, so even though there is a some margin of error, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, but the margin of error is much less because they're trying to be mechav in the show. Whereas chametz lekomaser, everybody has an iser chametz, every simple person, and not everybody is sitting there being mechav in the show. So over there, your margin of error is much larger. So even a mayor who holds normally that it's nothing or it's a mashu, when it comes to chametz, he gives you a full hour, and Rabbi Yehuda who holds that it's a half hour or a mashu more than an hour, that's by edus. When it comes to chametz, he'll give you a full 2 hours. The Rava leave the mayor. What about a Rava according to a mayor? So according to Rava, it's the exact opposite. According to Abaye, the margin of error of edus was much less than the margin of error of chametz. According to Rava, it's going to be the opposite way. Because Rav Alib de Rameir da Amar Adam Tayyash Tay Shayyas, when it comes to Mashu, when it comes to Eidos, we say that your mistake could be up to 2 hours. And nonetheless, when it comes to Chametz, Rameir was only goes to 1 hour. So if anything, we're giving you less of a margin of error by Chametz than by Eidos. Right? Rav, according to Rameir da Adam, the Amr Adam, when he said regarding Eidos, Adam Tayyash Tay Shayyas Chasam Ashu, Mitchilas Heilo Necho, we shouldn't allow you to eat already from the beginning of the 5th hour, 2 full hours. So the Gemara answer is, Hey, Chama B'Mizrach Zayin Chama B'Marav. No. Because over here again, the Issa Midaraisa is at the end of the 6th hour when it's starting the 7th hour. At that point in time, the sun is already turning over to the Marv. So at the beginning, so during the 5th hour, you're not going to make a mistake and think it's or the other way around. When it's already the 7th hour, you're not going to make a mistake and think it's still the 5th hour, because in the 5th hour the sun should be in the Mizrach, and now it's already in the Marv. Iyachi, if that's the case, b'shis nami nechol. So why are we going there even in the 6th hour? Let you eat in the 6th hour, because also in the 6th hour the sun is not yet in the Marv. In the 7th hour, it's supposed to be in the Marv. So again, you wouldn't make a mistake. And in the 6th hour, the sun is in the, so to say, the corner, meaning it's changing between the directions. It's by the border between Mizrach and Marv, and therefore you can't tell if it's in the Mizrach or it's in the Marv. So between the 6th hour and the 7th hour, you can confuse. Between the 5th hour and the 7th hour, you can't confuse. The Rav Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. What about Rav according to Rabbi Yehuda? The Amar Adam Taya Gimel Shoyis Chaser Mashu, that you can make a mistake up to 3 hours. So Mitchilas Dalad Loinechol. So why are we letting you eat the entire 4th hour, and we're only being geyser 2 hours? We should be geyser 3 hours and only let you eat till the end of the 3rd hour, and the entire 4th hour you should not be able to eat, because you can make a mistake of up to 3 hours. So the Gemara answers again the same teretz. Hey, chama b'mizrach v'shev chama b'marav. In this, you're not even going to make a mistake between the 5th hour and the 7th hour, because in the 5th hour the chama is in the mizrach, and in the 7th hour it's in the marav. The kol shkein dalet. So for sure you're not going to make a mistake between the 4th hour and the 7th hour. So ihaki, if that's the case, v'hei nami nechol. If that's your svara. So the same way that you're matzah to eat in the 4th hour, even though it's within the margin of error as far as time-wise is concerned. So if that's the case, in the 5th hour as well, you should rely on the same svara that the behei cham of mizrach or b'sheva cham of marav, to say that even in the 5th hour you shouldn't be geyser. And nonetheless, we saw you were geyser in the 5th hour. So Tirgum Abaye Aliba de Rava. So over here Abaye answers for Rava. Eidus Mesulas Rizim Chama Lekomaser. Eidus again is given over to people being careful. So the difference between the 5th hour and the 7th hour for people being careful is very evident. But for the regular person, between the 4th hour and the 7th hour, that's clear. Even a regular person can't mess that up. But between the 5th and the 7th, that you it's already high enough in the sky that a simple person can mess that up.
Eidus, we said the 6th and the 7th. Right.
Right.
We just ended in the sixth land.
Right. And
the Chlami. So was the fifth hour like no man's land? Same thing for the Eden? Same thing for regular people?
Well, according to...
Just as bad as the sixth, according to...
According to Rava, he's saying the fifth hour and the sixth hour will be the same. The regular people will make a mistake, and Edom won't make a mistake.
Just like in the
sixth. Yeah. The Rava Amar. So that's Abai's answer for Rava. Rava himself answered differently. Lav Anu Taimi Rabbi Yehuda, who says that made an extra hour. Until now, we're assuming that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda gave an extra hour is because you make a mistake even earlier. That's not pshat, because really there's no reason to make a mistake over here. After Chatzos, the sun is in the west, and you're not going to make a mistake between the fifth hour and the seventh hour. Kolshke, not the fourth hour. And the reason why Rabbi Yehuda gives you more time has nothing to do with making a mistake. Rather, Rabbi Yehuda's lishitasoi the amr and bir chametz el asreifa. That the only way to be mevara chametz is by burning the chametz. You can't get rid of it however you want. It has to be dafka burnt. Therefore, yavu le rabbanon sha'achas, the rabbanon gave you an extra hour, loka ba'etim, to go find wood and gather wood in order that you should have wood to burn the chametz. But it has nothing to do with making a mistake. Fighting Gemara, how could that be? Ase Ravina Larava. Omer Rebuda says, "A Mosai, when do I say in Bir Chometel Asreifa Shalei B'Shas Biyoi?" That's if you're burning it before there's Manaser. But if you're burning it the morning of Yudalit up to Chatzais, which is also Midaraisa, then if you want to be Yotze the Mitzvah of Tashbisu, in Bir Chometel Asreifa. Once it's past Chatzais, once it's the Zmana Iser, so then we'll explain why he says that, why he makes this chilek later on. But bottom line is, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is once it becomes Zmana Iser, then the Torah doesn't say you have to specifically burn it, then just get rid of it as fast as possible, however you get rid of it. So if that's the case, it's not mistaber that Chazal gave you a whole extra hour to find wood, because why? If a person doesn't have wood conveniently available to them, instead of making themselves meshuggah for an hour looking for wood, they could just wait a little bit longer, and instead of burning it before Chatzais, they'll burn it after Chatzais, or they'll get rid of it after Chatzais. So Elam and Rabbah rather says, Rabbah, again back to the Kasha, so why does it be to give an extra hour? Even though normally you don't make a mistake because you could see if the sun's in the east or the sun's in the west, Teretz is Gezeira Mishum Yoimame Unan. Because you're right, if it's a clear day, you could see where the sun is very nicely. But what happens if it's a cloudy day? You can't choose what the weather is going to be on Erev Pesach. Right? So what if it's a cloudy day? So then you're not going to be able to see the sun. And you can't rely on that svara of Chacham Viz or Chacham B'Marav. If that's the case, so if you're afraid for a cloudy day, so Malakash is fair the opposite way. So why are you dafka gozer not to eat during the fifth hour, during the fourth hour as well? Maybe it's cloudy a whole day. And not only were you confused between the seventh hour and the fifth hour, you could maybe be confused between the fourth hour as well. You could make a mistake of up to 3 hours, according to Rava. The only reason why you don't make a mistake is because you see the sun if it's in the east or in the west. Once it's cloudy, you don't see the sun. So we're back to that kasha. Even during the fourth hour, it should be a problem. And I think I'm going to.
So does that mean that on a cloudy day, nobody would be able to give Eidus on a murder because they wouldn't know what time it is?
No. So it seems that even after that, somehow they had some concept of time, and they would know at least Be'erek where they are. But you can't use the sun to make less than the margin of error. Meaning, we'll have to give you the full margin of error. According to the mayor, 2 hours. According to the view, 3 hours. We can't use. We were trying to make it to make the margin of error smaller based on the sun, that much you can't do because it's a cloudy day. You can't use the sun as a method, as a raya to close the gap, to make to lessen the margin of error.
Why don't we say then that it could go the other way then, that you could have even after the sixth hour, you might make a mistake. Right? We said that nobody makes a mistake between the sun in the west and the sun in the east.
Right. So now we're saying on a cloudy day you could. Yeah. That's what we're saying, on a cloudy day you could.
But I thought we were saying that on the front end, not on the back end.
Well, because over here was Nagea on the front end.
Right. So you're saying we could have
theoretically if we'd be Nagea that way, we could do the same thing.
So all the times that we said the person won't make a mistake between...
Right, so that's a good challenge. Going back to Eidus, if it was a cloudy day... Right, L'chayr, going back to Eidus, if it was a cloudy day, the same thing should be in question. If 1/8 to the 5th hour, 1/8 to the 7th hour, if it was Taka cloudy day, then the Eidus should still be Kayim.
Right, according to this, I mean, right, you're going to have the...
Unless somehow I didn't see this anywhere, but in off the top of my head, unless somehow Aedus Musilus reason somehow overrides that, but I don't know how that could be, because it's cloudy, it's cloudy.
It's cloudy, right?
Yeah.
How are you
going to
do
it? Amar Papa. So, bottom line, the kasha is, so once it's cloudy, so maybe we should give you the full margin of error. So now we're back to the kasha. Not only should the fifth hour be also, even the fourth hour should be also.
Right.
So Amar Papa, Dalid's Mansud Lakoli. The fourth hour of the day, that's when the average person eats in those days. So when it comes to food, meaning Tyson speaks this out, that Lagabi Aedus, that's not going to help you anything. But when you're thinking about eating, you know when it's time to have a meal. So, Lagabe Achilas Chametz, which is something that's Nagia to food, we're not afraid that you're going to mix up the fourth hour with past the fourth hour, because you know when it's time to eat. Tana Rabbana. Shari Shaina, now that we've just mentioned before that the fourth hour is Mansud Lakal, so we quote a Paisa. Shari Shaina, the first hour of the day. My Ludim, that's when this nation, the Ludim, used to eat. Rashi in the beginning of Shabbos says this was a nation of cannibals, and they used to eat very early in the morning. That was part of their routine, and they ate in the first hour of the day, Shnia. The second hour of the day is My Listim. That's when the Listim, the bandits, the robbers, ate. They're busy a whole night stealing, doing what they do, and then they would rest a little bit in the first hour and eat in the second hour. Shlishis, the third hour, Michael Yarshim. So people who don't have to work, they yarshined a lot. They're very wealthy, and they didn't work for it, so they don't mind starting to eat right away and not having a normal work day. So they already ate in the third hour. Revius, the fourth hour, Michael Poyalim. That's when the workers eat. Chamish is the fifth hour, Michael Talmid Chacham, that's when the Talmid Chacham meet. Shish is in the sixth hour, is Michael Kalal, and that's when everybody eats, or the average person. Frank the Gemara, how could that be? The Amr Rabbah, didn't Rabbah get finished saying before Revi's Mansud Lakali that the fourth hour is when everybody eats? Ela Epoch, change around the gear, sir. Revi's Michael Kal Adam, the fourth hour is when regular people eat. Chamish is Michael Payalim. Workers, because they're on someone else's clock, they didn't get the break when the regular people ate. They waited another hour before they ate. Shish is Michael Talmid Chacham, and the sixth hour, that's when the Talmid Chacham ate. They're busy learning, so they waited even longer till they ate, and they ate in the sixth hour. Mikam ve'eloch, if a person didn't eat till chatzos, so from then on, kizarek ayav lechemes. The eating then is like throwing a stone into a flask. Rashi, again in Shabbos, has two pshatim on that. Either means to say that the meal is not going to help you anymore. Once you fasted till halfway through the day, eating then is not going to do anything for you. Or according to Rashi's second pshat, not only is it not going to help you, but it's even going to be detrimental.
I guess the teva of people have changed.
Yeah, well, we'll see someone in a second why things could have changed. Anyway, Amar Abaye.
We have kindness to chatzos, and after chatzos, I mean, it definitely helps to eat.
So how do you know what's called help and what's called not help? Maybe it's not healthy, it's just we do it.
You're not hungry anymore.
You're not hungry, but maybe it's not healthy.
So this Gemara is talking about healthy.
I don't know what the Gemara means. It's nothing. Obviously, it's temporarily, he's not going to be hungry. I mean, it's not going to get him through the day. It's not going to...
If it's not in, you know, 10 days, yeah. They wouldn't do it if it's not healthy.
What do you mean? There's times that you have to do it because of whatever. It's not dangerous, but it's not healthy. That eating doesn't satiate you the way a normal eating does.
Are these times for breakfast or for lunch?
Oh, so that's what we're about to get to in a second. So Amar Abaye Lo Yamaron, that was only said that you didn't taste anything in the morning. I mean, in those days, Lavdaka, they ate a breakfast. So if the first morsel of food you're putting into your mouth is after Chatzos, then it's Kizarek Eben Lachemis. I will tell you midi b'tzafra, but if you tasted something in the morning, meaning you had some type of breakfast, and then your main meal, which is what we're talking about over here, was pushed off till after Chatzos, less lambo, then that's not what we're talking about. That's not Zarek Eben Lachemis. Amr of Ashi says Rav Ashi, "K'machloikis be'edus, kach machloikis be'chametz." The same machloikis that Meir and Rabbi Yehuda have regarding edus, that's the same machloikis they have regarding chametz. Meaning, it's the same machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a larger margin of error, and Rabbi Meir holds that there's a lesser margin of error. Fekimar pshita, obviously, they're the same. Like we just got finished explaining. Hainu hakam rin, that's what we've explained before earlier in our Gemara.
Yeah.
Because we had problems. Because really, it doesn't stem both from Meir the Shitasai and Rabbi Yehuda the Shitasai. And we had to explain all of the various different terutim. Aedus, there's reason Masura, Chamasakal Masura, Revius Mansur de Lakoli, and so on and so forth, all the terutim that we had to give. So the Kamashalon is that the Shita is the same. And all the answers that we gave are good answers. V'leitema, as opposed to saying, Tanoi, maybe that our answers are not good answers, and rather there's a stira, and you'll have to say that it's a machlokes tanoim, both in Rameir and in review to what the margin of error is. So that we're not going to say. Rather, we're going to say that it's Rameir l'shitasai and Rebuda l'shitasai, and the reason why we have a discrepancy between Chametz and Eidus is based on all the terutzim that we gave earlier in the Gemara, because those terutzim are indeed correct. Okay.